Let's go back in time to 1932 as Converse brings you historic footage of the legendary original Celtics with whom all great professional teams are compared.
We have now taken over your radio.
Richie Guerin is about to show you the most important step in getting past a man. It's the first one.
And Oscar will inbound it. The men in green, the Milwaukee Bucks, that's Al Cinder against Bellamy.
Person has Jordan. Allen shakes free. Gets two!
Gilmore on
a big stop!
Oh,
brother!
Lead Toledo, Artis. You get 21.
4:28 to go in the first quarter for the Cal Palace. Here's Barry.
Hello, and welcome back to the Over and Back Classic NBA podcast at HubbardParoxysm.com. I am Jason Mann, and along with me is my partner, Rich Kraich. Rich, great to be back with you.
Absolutely. This is going to be an ugly episode, though.
It might be a little ugly.
Like literally an ugly episode.
We have to make them ugly. You know, we have to take the Cavs tactic in the 2015 finals and make the basket, make it ugly. But you know what? I think we're going to pull through. Unlike the Cavs, we're going to come through in the clutch and we're not going to lose our outside shot when we need it. You know, we're going to do it.
Well, one thing I did before we get to that, I did want to credit ourselves with all of the Warriors' success in the past 2 years. I mean, I think if we really look at it, it's not a small sample size anymore. Our first episode is about Rick Barry, where we talk extensively about them winning the championship. They win the championship. We decide, let's do a podcast on the best starts in NBA history. That'd be cool, right? Oh, and then the Warriors set the record for the best start ever. So, I mean, I'm not saying we're directly responsible, but I mean,
we're more important than Steph Curry, clearly.
Exactly. Connect the dots here, people. I mean, Steph Curry's been there for years. We just started last year and weird.
That's a good dot to connect.
He couldn't win a title with Monta Ellis, and then we come along and now all of a sudden we're winning titles. So, I mean, Draymond Green is important, but
I think the conclusion that we can reach is that we are better than Monta Ellis. Anyway, let's move on. Yeah. We don't want to get anybody upset, of course. So we are, as you may have inferred, based on if you saw the title of this episode or if you listened to the previous episode, we are going to be talking about our choices for the worst uniforms for each franchise. So we did the best already, and hopefully you check that out, either the regular podcast version or our special YouTube version, which of course has visual aids along with the podcast. We will have a YouTube version of this podcast as well. Yep. If you prefer it with visual aids, I think it works either way, but I think the visual aids are nice if you're in front of a computer and you got a little time to kill. Check out the YouTube version, it'll be included here. But yeah, I'm excited.
Let's get ugly. Yeah,
besides, picking our favorites, we're gonna have a little bit of history of some of these and try to bust out some nuggets. I mean, our opinions on fashion are obviously very important, but we also want to give you some information beyond that. So,
considering I think I own I think most of the jerseys I own are on my worst jerseys list. So that means either, my current fashion is either way better than it used to be, or, I just know nothing about fashion. So,
yeah, well, maybe you just didn't grow up in the best time for fashion either, Rich. That's
growing up in the 90s. Maybe
we did also a episode on the jerseys of 1999, which we decided was the worst year for NBA jerseys. And some of these are going to appear on that list, including for me. My worst for the Detroit Pistons is their 1997 through 2001 road uniforms, which are
I was right with you.
The teal special, with the black stripes on the side and the
so many colors,
the flaming horse logo on the front with the Pistons with the little the tailpipes with the fire shooting out of them.
I almost wish somebody listens to these and only listens to the podcast. Like if they've never seen them in real life, and they're just like you're trying to describe them, and they just cannot even fathom what this jersey could look like. Like it's really is something.
Yeah, the red stripes and borders.
I think that's what does it for me, really, there. It's like, it's not enough that, like, they're like, well, we have flames in the logo, so we have to have flame colors in the stripes. It's like, no, really, just slow down.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah. Now, I actually, like, I think the worst thing about these is the color. Like, they had, like, maroon versions of these. Like, they had maroon alternates, and they also had a blue version at some point. Yeah. And those were not nearly as bad. I mean, they weren't good, but they were actually somewhat tolerable, where just these are just a monstrosity that should be.
The teal is tough. It's just a big blob of teal with black. It's just so 90s teal and black. I mean, it's the San Jose Sharks. It's it's just that era. They just.
Right. I mean, it was started like it was kind of started by the Charlotte Hornets in a way. I mean, that kind of like kicked in that, you know, sort of that being part of the color palette. And the Hornets ones are great. Those worked really well. But they led to a lot of, bad uniforms in not just in basketball, but in all sports, you know. So I thought it was interesting. We found an article talking about from their redesign. It was just a brief article, not too much to it. But I liked the. Grant Hill talking about how, everywhere you go around, there are constant reminders of the Bad Boys, and that's good. They did great things for the city, but it's time to move on. And I can sort of get that sentiment. I mean, this obviously was not the look to do it with, but I can kind of see where, you know, they hadn't been good. I guess they actually were kind of good this year, the last years, but they, you know, had a very steep fall from their championship days. And of course, they didn't, other than Joe Dumars, they didn't really have anybody from that era anymore. So it was kind of, I can get that sentiment, but this image was not super great. So.
Right with you.
Yeah. Also, they had a quote from their team president, Tom Wilson, who said that in Houston, they had a player revolt because they didn't like their uniforms this season. That's the last thing we wanted. And it's worth noting the Pistons changed theirs back quicker than the Rockets did. The Pistons back in 2002, they were back to their new uniforms, where I think it was actually it may not have been that. It may have been about the same.
Yeah, I wonder because the Rockets, well, Yao Ming wore them for 1 year, I believe, didn't he?
Or did they brand his first year?
I thought he wore them with 1 year, so maybe 1 or 2 years later than the Rockets changed. Maybe 2004, 2005.
We'll get to that, I believe. So we'll compare when we get down there. So, yes. So.
Oh, duh. Yeah, of course.
you picked the same as I did, but I think you had an honorable mention.
I did. Yeah, there's these, I guess they're sort of endearing, but there's just a lot of lightning. It's these 1979 to 1981 home jerseys. There's a lot of lightning bolts. There's like lightning bolts on the shorts under Detroit. There's a lightning bolt. There's lightning bolt stripes. Like, I don't know why they got so lightning bolt heavy these last 2 years of the '70s and or the last year of the '70s and the first 2 years of the '80s. But there you go. They were very lightning heavy for a team that I don't identify with lightning very much. But okay.
Yeah. And they had like a little spinning ball over the eye for the Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, they were like the Cosmos or something. Like, what is this team?
Yeah. I don't actually completely hate these. Like, I don't love them, but I find them like endearing.
They're endearing.
Yeah, I find them endearingly bad, as opposed to. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think it probably helps that they only had them for 2 years, and it was during a time which I didn't have to watch. You know. So yeah, I get where you're going with that. I definitely.
At least they're blue and red, and not teal and black. So.
Yeah, I mean that's an excellent point. So. Yeah. So moving on to the Sacramento Kings. I went with the 1995 to 1997 alternates, which were the half black and half purple with the domino pattern along the sides. What would you call that? Along
a checkerboard.
Checkerboard. Yeah.
But not black, and they did keep it purple. So it's purple and white, the checkerboard.
Oh, you know what? I
think so. I thought it was always black checkerboard, but it's actually purple now that I see it. Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That didn't make it look any better, but.
50. No, it doesn't help it in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
But.
Now you like that basic design, but.
Yeah. Not in whatever this is. Yes. It's just like a vertical. Like the vertical striped one side purple. And it's just no. Whoever thought this was like I legitimately cannot understand anybody being like, yep, there we go. Like even in the '90s. I know everyone goes, oh, it was the '90s. You didn't even then, I feel like there was never an aesthetically pleasing way to do this.
Yeah.
What they did.
It's Yeah, I mean, they were trying to be different. I'll give them that. But
they succeeded.
Yeah, they did succeed as being different. Yeah, they ditched those fairly quickly.
Yes, that's good. Speaking of ditching quickly, my least favorite was the 2006-2007 alternate for the Kings, which you might remember. It's like this deep gold. I don't know. It's almost like a goldish brown. Like I feel like it's not gold. I don't know. I mean, I guess it is, but it's just like a very, very deep, 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 deep gold. But they still maintain a lot of the purple. So it's like purple, gray, and deep gold. And they just look hideous. And like, even like the pictures themselves look bad enough when you just see sort of the jersey image. But then when you see it actually in action, like people wearing them, it's just like, no, it's maybe Dijon mustard colored or something like that. Like they're a brown mustard. I don't know. They're disgusting.
Yeah, it's not good. Now, I actually don't mind the design of these.
No, the design's great. Yeah. No, if it was just white, they're fine. But yeah, the color, the gold is just weird. Like,
yeah, it's not good. I think the worst element of it is in the shorts where they have like the logo. They have like the black on one side, and then they have like, gray.
Yeah.
Like the black contrasting with the gold and the. And they have like a little silver stripe type thing.
Yeah, it's like a swoosh too on it. It's not like a straight sweat.
It's like on one side sleeve. Like, yeah, I like this. You could incorporate the elements here, just change the colors and they'd be fine. But yeah, the gold is it's a ruiner, that's for sure. So next we went with the Boston Celtics, and my choice was the 2006 to current alternates, which have the black lettering and the black piping along the side, also along the shorts. I don't know. I mean, they're not like absolutely hideous, but I think like you got to be careful with black and color, I think. And it just doesn't really click that well for me. It's just, I don't know. It just seems unnecessary. I mean, I get why.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, you know, you're trying to have alternates because everybody has alternates and they sell and whatever. And you're trying to add a little black to be hip or what have you. But, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, these ones tend to look a little bit better when they're actually on the court and playing. But on pictures, they really kind of don't look great. I mean, I remember seeing them, and I don't love them. But I think when you see them in action, you know, out on the floor or whatever, they're okay. They're not bad, but they're not good either. I mean, that's... They're a little weird. My least favorite, and this will come up a lot because I really don't like this Revolution, is their 2015 alternates, the gray uniforms. The NBA has a big, and you'll see for me plenty of times as we go forward, a big sort of revolution going on this year where instead of whites, a lot of teams are wearing grays as an alternate, and they're sleeved grays. I don't know. I just don't like it. I'm not a big sleeve fan either. I think sometimes the sleeves can be okay, but in this case, I just think they look really bad. And then you got kind of a green stripe on the sleeves that's kind of tough. And it's just the gray with the Celtics. I don't know. I of all teams to get it, I just don't like the Celtics getting the grays. I think they're fine the way they were, but I get it. It's economics.
Yeah, these I don't think look terrible in a vacuum, just like the picture of them. But on the court, it doesn't work at all. And
the grays on the court, I hate.
Yeah.
I just really like looking at the jerseys. And I'm sure if you just wore it as like a shirt or something like that, it'd look fine. But when you see on the court and there's these blobs of gray, and it's just like, I don't know. Like there's something about a gray uniform that I just don't really like all that much. Like I think the Spurs incorporate black and gray really, really well into their color scheme, and teams that can do it well, but just having everybody wear gray shorts and gray shirts, it's just like, well, we have all these like stunningly great like HD TVs, so let's find the most drab color and like fill half our screen with it. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something about it that just doesn't work. I would have picked. I kind of agree with you. I kind of picked because of the longevity, the fact that they've had the black ones for longer. Mm-hmm. I picked that, but I think yours may be aesthetically worse, especially on the court. So, next you went with the 76ers, and I chose the 1992 to 1994 home uniforms. These are the whites that have the big swooping wave that says Sixers in the front, has Philadelphia in small letters above that, and then has the stars that are part of that swooping wave, and then they have the other side of that wave on the shorts. And these, this kind of I believe these were the first, and along with maybe the Suns uniforms, that kind of kicked off this like 90s, like making the fronts of the jerseys really big and bold and and ugly, and yeah,
and motion trails too. Everything had to have motion.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to be moving. The 90s, right, cuts. Yeah, the cuts, motion, moving.
Yes, like. Yeah, we're moving. You know, we're everything's going crazy. I actually, the red varieties I mind a lot less for whatever reason. I mean, I still don't like them, but the roads aren't quite as bad for whatever reason. Maybe it's just like it's sort of
the white with the star motion trail is it's just a horrible contrast. It's just too much.
Yeah, it's
I think that's what hurts them a little bit, because I'm right with you. I think the roads aren't quite as bad, or the reds aren't quite as bad, but
right. So and they also replaced like one of the classic uniforms of all time, so right. It's like, oh, you go from that to that. It's just yeah, not ideal.
Well, at least with yours, they kept the color scheme, because my least favorite of the 1998 to 2007 road uniforms, these things hung around forever. It was the black Sixers logos. Of course, the iconic Allen Iverson ones. You know these ones. You've seen these jerseys millions of times. I hate the black. I just think for a team like the Sixers, who has such a good color scheme and such a historic color scheme, to have this one where it's, you know, black and blue are like kind of the primary things, or like black and gold almost is what I see initially when I watch these or look at these. And I just never like that. You obviously have a little bit of the elements of the red in there, but it's always like it's in the stripes of the outlines or whatever. And then the blue is just sort of the swoosh of the ball. You get a little blue in there, but yeah, I really just dislike the colors on these. There's just too much colors. You know, you got gold, white, blue, black. It's just, there's too much there. And it's for such a team with such an iconic, I think, color scheme and logo and stuff to go this way for as long as they did. It just, I hated these. Hated them at the time too, even in the 90s. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah. I don't like them either. I dislike them not as much. I think if that Sixers, like stylized script and then the ball and all those elements went away and you just had like a plain, you know, Sixers or Philly or Philly or whatever they would do in the front. If that was just kind of basic and plain, I think the other elements would work okay for the most part. I do, maybe if you cut the gold too and just kind of let the red be the trim, I think that would be fine. I agree that like I like all the other Philly uniforms a lot better. I do think like, you know, just kind of the black kind of fit the Iverson era pretty well, of, you know, Iverson being the rebel and Iverson being the guy in black and Iverson, you know, the kind of the villain in the black hat kind of thing. Even though he was obviously cheered by a lot of people too, but he was definitely, you know, the bad boy, you know, attitude, all that stuff. So they do get some bonus points for, you know, kind of being historically correct, even if they weren't aesthetically correct. But I agree with all your points individually. I do think they could have been salvaged with some tweaks, though.
Absolutely. I agree. But I think they've gone in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
I
love their uniforms now. They're even the last ones they had a few years ago were good. For the last few years were good. Most of their history, they've had good ones. So that's kind of a blip in that. Next is the for me, New York Knicks is the 1998 through, I guess technically these are 2001 road uniforms, but they basically kept this similar style up until 2013-2014. So I mean they you know, it's their basic blue uniform, but they added the black stripes, the black piping alongside it. It was just totally unnecessary, totally contrast with the blue, totally awful. And I'm very glad that it was actually 2012-2013 season when they changed to their current uniforms, and their current uniforms are so much better. So
yeah, absolutely. These and they coincide with like dark times of the New York Knicks as well, which sometimes makes it a little bit more fun as well. I mean, I just think when I see these, I immediately think of like Stefan Marbury and like the whole Isaiah era, Francis, and the Marbury, Larry Brown era, the Francis.
Yeah,
just like, ooh, it's
like, not good times.
You just get dirty thoughts and you just want to shower, but that's all right.
Yeah, well, you know, early David Lee and
of course. Mine are the 80 to 83 road uniforms, which might be sacrilegious to some. I know some people really love these. They're not bad. I don't like you got the big number on top of the name, and then New York's underneath that gigantic number. And just like the lettering of the numbers too are kind of odd. And then you have that New York symbol, which I love. You know, the New York Yankees sort of logo on the shorts, but that's fine. But it's like really huge. And then the number's really big too. Like everything is just big in this jersey. And I think, like, if you just kind of shrunk it down and put the New York above the 30 on the front, I'd probably be okay with it. But with these, it's just, they're so big. And, like, even when you see the pictures of them, it's just, it's striking how large the elements are of this jersey. But that's it. These aren't horrible. I don't mind them. But of the Knicks uniforms, I thought these were probably my least favorite.
Yeah, and then these, of course, the blue is a much darker blue than the their usual uniforms. And the text is more – it's more of a maroon instead of an orange as well. I think these are okay for a change of pace. But they aren't their classic ones, which I love. So they're automatically knocked down a peg. But I don't – as an alternate once in a while, they're kind of fine. The Knicks were particularly memorable during this time, and they had Michael Richardson and then Bernard King. So you get some highlights in those, but for the most part, other than that, it's kind of a blip on their radar.
Yep.
Next, Golden State Warriors. I chose their 1998 through 2002 road uniforms. We talked a bit about these in the 1999 show.
They got design consulting from the guys who made that Pistons uniform.
I guess
the honorable mention Pistons uniform. Like, you need lightning bolts.
Yeah, the
as many as possible. Yeah. Find elements to make lightning.
The lightning bolt across the side. The lightning bolt coming from the W. The W in a curve. The warrior guy in a triangle at the bottom of the shorts. It's also the blue is really dark, and the gold is just, it's not it's not like the worst gold or anything, but it's not really appealing. It's just they really.
Warrior Man sucks too. I'll be honest.
They took what were really cool uniforms and made trash uniforms. So I think when you take like a huge step down in a uniform, like directly from one to the other, I think that kind of knocks. Take some bonus points away, or add some negative points, or however we're scoring this.
Very analytical on this.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that, that doesn't help either.
Mine were the 2005-2010 alternates, which they got rid of some of the elements of the Bad Warriors uniforms that you mentioned. The lightning bolt is still there in like a very small logo on the back, on top of the player's name. But the thing with these is just they're really orange. They're like, they just look like big pumpkins everywhere. There's just like weird like the deep blue stripes again in there as well. It's just the color scheme is terrible, and just having all orange, it's just too much. And aesthetically, they don't look great either. A lot of people remember these as the rallying uniforms that the Warriors wore a lot when they defeated the Mavericks in the first round of the playoffs. I forgot, I'm blanking on the year now. What the hell? 2007, right?
Yeah,
that year. So you remember them. They're sort of iconic for Warriors fans in that respect, is that was one of their, obviously crowning achievements of that era. But just aesthetically, these are really bad. And it's even more glaring that then, a few years later, they changed and got really, really great uniforms. And you just see all the elements that made the Warriors uniforms of years prior so much better. Is that lighter blue, the yellow, using the city as more of a logo, utilizing the bridge as more of a logo, versus here you still got some elements of the lightning bolts and just the dark blue and the orange and the yellow, and it's just or not the yellow, the like kind of a lighter orange as well. It's just the color scheme is just terrible.
I actually think if the colors were a bit different, I actually think the elements here are okay. Where you could kind of salvage a okay uniform out of these, but the orange is not. I think orange for the most part is a good accent color, but not a good dominant color. So, and these are obviously alternate, so they weren't wearing them all the time, but they were wearing them enough.
They were wearing them plenty.
Next is the Los Angeles Lakers, and I chose the Black Hollywood Knights alternates that started in 2014. I believe they've worn them I'm not sure if they actually worn them this year. I think they're still officially part of the uniform, although I don't know how much they're actually using them. But they're mostly black with yellow along the side. They have the purple lettering and numbers, and then yellow outline from there. And the black does not mix with the other thing. I mean, I guess I understand the idea of having like a black alternate, just because it's you might sell some of those and people like wearing black, but
they're not good. Mine, which unfortunately get everybody really mad, including yourself.
Yes.
1979 to 1999 homes. Come at me. I don't like the yellow. If you listen to my prior, the best podcast, the best uniforms, I just don't like the yellow. I mean, I understand why people love these uniforms. I understand why they're iconic. It's just, I don't like the yellow as the primary color. And it's just always bothered me even as a kid, even today. I don't know. It's icky and weird and I don't like it. So there.
How do you feel about the forum blue? Are you okay with
that? Yeah. Okay. No, I don't mind that at all. Yeah. Those purple actually like a lot. People, it's just the yellow. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I have to have a talk with the psychiatrist about why I hate the color yellow so much. I don't know.
Maybe
it's gold. I apologize. In Lakers lore, it's gold. But
yes, that's right. Forum blue and gold. So
yeah, right. But I get it. I understand that this is jerseys that people love, and I understand why people love them. It's just for me, they just don't work.
Yeah, I think we've kind of been over it already. But part of it is definitely the history, I think, and then. And fond feelings of me with 80s Lakers teams. And then part of it, I think, is just that it's not like it's just the right tone of yellow gold. If it were slightly different shade, I probably would hate it. But there's right. enough of it.
Like the next team, I believe.
Yes, as a matter of fact. The the next Atlanta Hawks, I chose their 2005 to 2007 alternates, which were very, very
Mustard.
Yeah, it's a good word to put it. Yeah. They went away from the yellow for a while, but they hit it back pretty hard during this time. It's red lettering, black stripes along the side, kind of.
With a terrible drop shadow too on the letter too. That's an underrated aspect of what makes these so bad.
That's a fair point. I think almost every element of what made like mid 2000s uniforms either like actively bad or just dull. colors, you know, that it's just
the black striping, yeah.
All that stuff kind of blends together for this pretty wretched uniform.
I just remember Josh Childress like missing shots in these uniforms. That's like my only memory. Like I just see these uniforms and I just see his like.
I think Speedy Claxton probably missed more shots, and
that's true. I don't know. Yeah,
I did too. So Childress was actually fairly decent for the Hawks during that.
Yeah,
he got worse.
Yeah, sleep. I don't know. I have visions of his. Dumb hair, just missing some shots.
But... Let's wait a minute. Let's
not
slander Josh Childress's hair.
We don't
want to get into a fight or anything. So
I'm a fan.
I would say I have an alternate terrible uniform is their 1993 through 1995 uniforms that were the Pac-Man replacement uniforms that have the very giant H that's kind of sort of swooping at like an angle. Those are terrible, especially the black alternates are really bad. So
mine is the 96-99 Rhodes, and these are the famous, I guess the Mookie Blaylock famous, kind of the fade to black, or you know, you get the bottom of the jersey, the middle of the jersey rather, is red, and then both ends are black, and it kind of fades from there. You have the Hawk in the middle who's grabbing the basketball, which I don't mind, but then, you know, he's got the wings that go all the way to the back of the jerseys like, or whatever, like which are just like, back. I don't know, I just... And then there's also, I believe, a pseudo lightning bolt on one side of the shorts as well. So.
And that's a wing, I believe, actually. But
That's stupid. I'm not going to comment. It's a terrible. That's a wing. That does not look like a wing.
I think it's a wing.
What wing looks like that?
I don't know. It's like a fierce looking wing. It's.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, maybe a lot. I always thought of it as a wing, but I guess it could be lightning as well. You know, I don't like the gradient at all.
The gradient's tough. But, I mean, I think the elements would be fine if it was like a straight color. I think it'd be fine. The gradient is real.
The gradient is bad. The other stuff I don't mind so much. It's another one where it's like fine as like, you know, like it's sort of a goofy fun, like you throw it out there like once a year just for kind of kicks. But otherwise, yeah, it's not good. So next, we have the Washington Wizards, and I chose their, 1972 to 73, road uniforms, which they've worn these as alternates occasionally. I think they're actually bringing a modified version of them back this year, but they have like,
they weren't really trying. Like, I think they got
it. Basically
like
have like three giant stripes that sort of, go up the leg and go up like half the arm. So, they're almost like half of it is like three giant stripes. Two of them are white and the middle one is blue. And then they have like a red patch on the top right and then in the bottom of the shorts. So This might be one where if you don't know what I'm talking about, you might have to look at the visual aid. But
you probably don't. Yeah, a lot of people probably won't remember them or see them or have them. Yeah,
they didn't wear them long. I mean, the fact that the only reason you'd really know them is maybe if you saw the alternates. And you'll they're bringing them back this year, so you will get a chance to see them. But yeah, they're pretty hideous. These were actually Baltimore Bullets uniforms before they moved to Washington. But for accuracy's sake, but.
Yeah, they're actively bad. They're pretty terrible. Mine were the 2007 to 2009 alternates, which were the Gilbert Arena's famous gold Warriors uniforms. Very gold. The gold I don't mind all that much. I mean, it kind of, again, like another team that I mentioned, like I really like their color scheme, so I hate when they sort of get away from it so far in a jersey. But then you have the gold top but then the black shorts, and that contrast just killed me. I really didn't like that. I would almost be okay if you made these all black, maybe with hints of gold, I'd be okay, or maybe even just make it all gold, and I think I might even be somewhat okay with it, but the contrast of gold and black was just too much for me. I just really didn't like them.
Yeah, and these are another one where they actually look okay ish on in the picture, but once you see them on somebody, they look terrible. I think, again, if these were like actually like red and blue, like I think they actually would look really good. Like I actually sort of like the design. The wizard script could be different, but other than that, I think most of the elements here are actually pretty cool. It's just that the colors completely ruin it.
Yeah, the gold is just
the gold is not so good. So next we have the we actually agree on we both agreed on their best and their worst. So since you're a big Chicago Bulls fan, I will let you rant.
This could be said. A lot of Bulls fans are going to be upset. I know if I said this around my friends, I think I'd get a lot of arguments here. But both of our least favorite was the 1996 and 1997 alternate jerseys. And these are the famous, of course, black with the red pinstripes jerseys, which they're not good. Sorry. Like as a kid, I think I loved them. And I'm pretty sure I had a Rodman jersey that looked exactly like this. And I loved it at the time. But just with 2015 eyes, they're just really ugly. And I think a lot of it was, if the team was like losing, 50 games a year, I don't think people would like these as much as they do, but they, you see these and you get the warm, fuzzy thought of the Bulls dominating or whatever, but it's just, they're pretty hideous. They're really, really bad. And even when you see them in like pictures and videos or whatever, you're just like, that's not very good, but it's okay. It was ambitious, but no, they just don't work.
How do you feel about the plain black ones?
I like the plain black. I'm okay with those. I kind of prefer the red. As a kid, I really loved the black. I prefer the red, but the black's okay. The black is a fun little alternate and I won't mind it. I think they look good. It looks good with that dark red, or not the dark red, but the Bulls red or whatever. It's very fierce and they look good in that respect. And I even like the sleeved black Bulls jerseys that they wore past few years. But yeah, I'm just not a big, the pinstripes are just, they, no, no.
Yeah. I actually like the pinstripes better than I like the plain black, because I think like when there are the pinstripes, it keeps it from being too black, which keeps it from the red from contrasting too much. When it's just plain black, I feel like the red and the black contrast a little bit too much. Now this is more just looking at the picture, not really considering how they look on the person. I know you're much more anti pinstripe than I am.
I am, yes, I'm very.
And yeah, they do look pretty busy. So, I don't know. I mean, if they were black and white, I'm trying to think of, I don't know. There's no reason to salvage these uniforms. There's really not any reason to talk anymore about them. Next we have the San Antonio Spurs. And we actually agree again on this one. It is the 2013 through present alternate uniforms, which are gray, have black stripes on the side, have the Spur logo, just the image of the Spur in the front, the number in the upper right hand corner on the chest, and then they have sort of like an SA on the shorts. And I actually, these are perfectly fine, I think.
I agree.
I think the gray, for whatever reason, maybe it's just the tone of gray, it's a little bit more of a silver or for what have you, it works well with the Spurs. These are perfectly fine, but we had to choose something, I guess. So
The Spurs have a really good jersey history in my mind, and it was really hard to figure out this one. And these were my least favorite, but like you kind of said, it's least favorite is relative in this standpoint. I don't mind these are pretty good, but yeah, we have to pick our worst, and these were it for me, but not bad at all.
Right. So now the Sonics and the Thunder, we stuck with the Sonics, even though they have even though the Thunder again have some pretty terrible uniforms, but I went with the 1996 through 2001 regular road uniforms, which are green but with a lot of red, and with
a lot of
yeah, and with that that basketball having an orbit,
gotta be in motion,
or, yeah,
moving
around the Sonics script, and yeah, it's really just the red, I think, is the big problem.
Yeah, and then there's that weird like orangish yellow in the middle of the red and the green.
Yeah,
like, those colors don't match, and you know they don't match.
It's more burgundy than a red, but
yeah,
but whatever, it's not good.
You know those are bad. My pick, because of that red or the burgundy or whatever, I picked the 2008-2001 alternates,
yeah,
which were heavy on that
1998
burgundy.
1998 to
2000. Or 98 to 01 alternates, which were heavy, heavy, heavy on the red burgundy with the green as the sort of the subcolor in this. So, yeah, just these entire – the color scheme, these jerseys, just hate these. It sucks that they're like most success of the Sonics 2 came with these uniforms, or the most success that a lot of us will remember came in these uniforms.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously made the finals, their most famous team, even though they won the championship in the other uniform.
Right,
no
right,
one really
right.
remembers that. So
most people that are listening to this probably remember these Sonics.
Anyway. Yeah, just, exactly. Yeah. So, so our next are the Indiana Pacers, and there's another one that we agreed on.
Yeah.
So I know you have a little more fire about these than I do.
Say the pinstripes, 98 to 05, the road uniforms, the blue and then the yellow pinstripes. I just, you know, I don't like pinstripes, especially when they're yellow with blue. And then you also have the yellow sort of stripes down the sides too. These just look really, really bad. It's just, you know, if you simplify them and get rid of the pinstripes, they're actually pretty okay. But the yellow pinstripes just never, ever work for me. I almost hate them more than I hate the red pinstripes from the Bulls. But it's just, yeah, I really don't like these at all.
Yeah. I'll throw in one as the 83 to 84 just plain yellow home uniforms are a particularly wretched shade of yellow that should be noted.
Yeah, those are yeah. And yeah. The fact that they were the home uniforms too, like
you got to copy the Lakers, you know.
Like, yeah, the Lakers can do it because they've done it. But
yeah, exactly. So
guys can't just jump in and do it. That's
it's not. Yeah, I mean, the Warriors did it, I guess, too. But yeah, the Warriors kind of got away with it. But yeah, you just shouldn't do that. Yeah, I agree with you though. These are pretty ugly. If they lacked the yellow piping on the sides and were just like were blue all over with the pinstripes, I probably wouldn't mind them as much, because I think the yellow blue balance would be a little bit better there. But it still wouldn't be good. And that blue's a little dark for me. If it were, it kind of gets to the point where it's just a little bit too drab. I like a little bit of a lighter blue, but their blue now is slightly lighter than that, I believe. So, maybe not. It's close anyway. But the ones they have now are much better. So overall,
yeah, oh, absolutely. Far.
And then the next uniform is, I think, maybe the worst uniform of all time for me. And
I agree.
It's the 1996 to 2003 road uniforms for the Houston Rockets.
Were they second? I think they were second in our 1999 jersey, right? I thought the Pistons were number one, were they? Or was it the Rockets?
I don't remember.
It was one of the two.
I think we had different choices. I think one of us picked one of us picked the other. But
okay, I think they're one and two, if I remember correctly, or at least top three.
I'm
bottom three.
I'm fairly certain. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because I hate these two.
Yeah, these they're navy blue, and then they have like spaced out white stripes that are sort of faded with the very large circular logo that has a rocket in motion.
It's in motion.
Orbiting,
it's moving.
Yeah, or orbiting a basketball with the word Rockets in front of it. It's not good.
You get it. You guys are the Rockets. Like, yeah. You don't have to, like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing with the 90s. Like, well, what is our team? We got to really, like, hit that home. Like, the Lakers didn't just have, like, bodies of water all over there. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. You could just be called the Rockets and just not, you know, you don't have to have the image of a rocket on there, but, you know.
Yeah.
This time they did, and it had like a mouth and a long nose or something. It was just a very odd. Ugh.
Yeah.
I think that the pinstripes fading, I think, is the thing that bothers me the most. I don't know why. Just irrationally, I just hate it.
Yeah. By the way, to clear up our question earlier, the Rockets had their uniforms two more seasons than the Pistons did. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So we did a little bit of research here on for this and a couple items from Sports Business Daily, one from June 29th, 1995. Which were they, and this is, of course, coming after, I mean, only relative, a few days after they won the championship again, their second in a row. And talking about Clyde Drexler modeling the new logo and uniforms in front of 5,000 fans at a party. And this was their draft party. So this would have been, I get probably days after they won the championship. And then it drew howls of dismay from fans who bemoaned the loss of the team's traditional. And Hakeem liked it. Rudy T liked it as well. Apparently, the artist won a $1,000 gift certificate and other prizes in a fan design contest. And then a friend, Lineberry, the Houston NBA writer, wrote that it's a wonderfully tasteful and classic logo. If you get most of your ideas about taste in class from watching Saturday morning cartoons.
it gets you there. And also, then he drops the hammer.
The focus group said they did not like yellow very much, which I can kind of understand that because yellow did sort of go out, and the Hawks kind of had that same problem where I think yellow looks good on uniforms, but people don't necessarily want to wear it all the time. So I do kind of get that being a problem, but yeah, I'm guessing the focus groups could not have liked this any more than they liked the yellow, or else they just were bad focus groups. But and then another one from October 6, 95. So this would have been media day where Mario Elie and Robert Horry are both bad mouthing the uniforms, and they're and then they're actually I guess the team is trying to lobby to receive their championship rings on opening night in their old uniforms, which apparently they said it was under discussion. I forgot to check the video to see if they actually got their rings under the old uniforms.
Oh, yeah,
They were the new ones. But maybe somebody can, if they know offhand, can clarify that for us. But either way, yeah, these are hideous.
Yeah, they're just, there's nothing more to say about those guys. I went a little bit different. I mean, these are, I think, just for the sake of argument, I agree with you, though. Those are one of the worst uniforms ever. But again, though, for the sake of argument, the ones I chose are the ones I'm actually looking at my TV screen right now. And the Rockets are wearing, it's their current season alternates. And it's those gray that I talked about that I really dislike, these gray-sleeved alternates. But the Rockets make it even worse because they have this, sort of like a digital checkerboard. I don't know what you would call it, but it's sort of like a pixelated checkerboard on the sides. And it's just, they're just really bad. I just don't like them at all. I don't like the grays. I don't like the checkerboard, digital checkerboard stripe. And it's just all the elements I just really, really dislike with them. But yours are the worst ever. But these ones I at least thought were up for discussion, at least to an extent. But
yeah. I don't think I've been, they're pretty bad. I do sort of like the R's at the bottom. I guess it's the only element that I sort of like, but yes, not so good. So, next Denver Nuggets. And I chose the 2013 to present alternate uniforms. I guess they were slightly, I guess all their jerseys were modified this year. So these are slightly different, now, but basically, the same. They have the classic, skyline, across the chest that we, like so much, but they are a hideous yellow. They're hideous yellow gold color. Yeah.
Because I like every element of it, but the yellow is just a lot to handle.
Right. Again, yellow, fine. And I guess I'm harping on this because this is one reason I'm picking a lot of worse uniforms. But also, I really don't like they try the copy kind of the rainbow thing on the shorts, but they only have they have a dark blue, a light blue, a white, and then a yellow, which is the same color as the shorts. So it just looks like it's like being broken up. It doesn't look like a rainbow, where for the Nuggets, for the old uniforms, the rainbow went entirely down the shorts and they were all different colors that contrasted with the main color. So, I mean, if they just had these be white, they would probably be about just fine. And but the yellow is, it's not good.
No. Doesn't work. Mine were the 2004-2003 Nuggets uniforms, and these are the blue, the poo brown, red, and white uniforms that, you know, the famous Dikembe Mutombo uniforms. The blue and the gold is just bad, and then you add in little red stripes to it, too. It's just that color blue, or it's like a deep, deep navy blue, and that brown is just the worst color contrast. I hate these uniforms so much. I have nothing more to add. They're just hideous.
Yeah, if it weren't for the if they were different colors, they would be okay. Like they're fine.
I mean, love them,
but they'd be like, you know, they'd be kind of bland, but they'd be fine.
I don't mind that brown all that much, but the blue is just, yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, if it were a better blue and a better color for the gold or then they would be okayish, but yeah, that's just an instance of color just kind of ruining everything. But I guess they did have their, I don't know, is the Denver Nuggets, is their franchise signature moment the upset of the Sonics in that playoff series?
I'd say so.
Yeah, I there isn't really anything that really stands out in their history beyond that. That's sort of like a signature achievement. I mean, they've made a couple of conference finals. They had the highest scoring game ever. That'd be about it, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, there might be some of the stuff like the recent history of like the team being really good.
They've had good seasons,
but that's not enough. I mean, their signature moment in 20 years, when you see a highlight package of the Nuggets, like the thing that's going to stand out most is them, you know, Dikembe on the floor holding that ball in these hideous uniforms. So
sure. So next is the Brooklyn, formerly New Jersey Nets, and I chose their 1998 through 2009 road uniforms, which are very dark blue, and have the gray lettering with the red outline, and then the piping on the side with like the squiggly gray line. And I think I talked about this in the 1999 podcast, but that piping on the side is the worst element for me about these. So
they're Nets, and they have to, you know, show twine or something. That's why they do it, but it's like you don't have to do that.
I don't think I have the connection. I thought it seemed like a tribal thing or something. I've never really figured out what they were doing, but yeah. So, and that Nets logo is really ugly too at the bottom at the shorts.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that logo's real bad. Yeah. And it's a miracle they've been able to change as much as they have and get something good out of there. So, but yeah. Mine are one that I think gets lost a lot in the discussion of worse uniforms. I don't see it pop up all that much when people discuss them, but they are the 1991 road uniforms for the New Jersey Nets, and they're the you got a weird Nets logo that I'm not very fond of, but then you just have a weird gradient, and they look even worse in real life too, because it's just this like glossy sort of metallic, I guess, gradient of like a blue to a really light sort of like periwinkle blue or whatever. It's just a very weird color scheme. I they're very bizarre, and they didn't last very long either. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of them. I think Drazen Petrovic wore them, so I think he's one of the years where you would see them pretty famously.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they wore them for 1 year before they switched to a different color, same design for the rest for, you know, a few years. But yeah, they were they did not last for a good reason. Like you kind of look at Joseph Petrovic and you're kind of like, you know, like once in a while, but yeah, they don't last. That's for sure. There's no long lasting feeling. And yeah, it's another one where the gradient kind of ruins it. If it were slightly different blue, it'd be fine. It's just so light and such a kind of a little, I don't know, wimpy, maybe blue and it just, yeah, it's not so good.
Again, it's a team that had a great color scheme that sort of got away from it a little bit in a sense. I mean, they sort of have it here a little bit, but they sort of got a different blue in that, like you said, and then just never recovered until, you know, they completely changed their scheme and they haven't gone back to that same color that they used to have. But I think their current thing, as we mentioned in the best podcast, is great right now. I think it's a really, really good scheme for them and really cool. But yeah, this is the beginning of the end for good Nets uniforms, unfortunately.
Yes, right. Yes. So next is Phoenix Suns. My choice for the worst is the 1993 through 2000 alternates, which are the black with the sunburst basketball going across. Yep. The chest.
Moving.
And he is moving. and it has orange trim, and then it has I think the shorts are kind of, well, there's a lot of ugly elements, but the shorts with like the purple belt with the black shorts and then the purple on the bottom, it's very ugly. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, they didn't get a whole lot better. Mine are 2001 to 2013 Rhodes. We mentioned it briefly on the Best Podcast, but the famous sort of Steve Nash Suns uniforms, I don't like them. The purple's weird. And then it's not so much the purple, but it's that deep gray sleeve that I always hated. And it's like they're not like a straight line either, and they go all the way to the top of the sleeves. And it's really weird. Or it's the stripe goes from the sleeve all the way down, and then it goes all through the shorts. Or just really weird element, that gray. And the purple just does not work for me whatsoever. And I like where they've rebranded. I like their uniforms now. But yeah, these ones just were a big miss for me. I never really liked these.
Yeah. And this is an instance where I actually think the home uniforms, the whites, are actually, you know, they're the same design as these. And those work quite a bit better than
these
do. The purples do. I mean, they're not like terrific, but I think they lack the gray. So by default, they're better. And the purple doesn't seem too strong because, you know, most of the uniform is white. But and then next is the Milwaukee Bucks, and we both chose the worst same worst uniform again, and we picked the 2002 through 2006 road uniforms. They are mainly purple with silver grayish lettering and green piping. The Bucks went through a purple phase, and it was not good. You know, they're not prints. They can't pull off purple.
Right. Yeah, we were we're all better for the fact that they've left this purple phase. But I know people are gonna be a little upset we didn't go with the one with the buck on it, the fading. those famous alternate ones or whatever. Those ones are, I mean, they're sort of like, you, I think you mentioned it for Jersey earlier, they're like endearingly like awful in a sense where you're just kind of good to laugh at. But these were like outwardly bad. These were just really, really not good uniforms whatsoever. Like, those are kind of cute to laugh at and look at and do all that sort of stuff. But these, there's nothing fun or redeeming about these whatsoever.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And so next, another one where we just saying we're sort of agreeing a little bit on maybe a little more than we should on this podcast, but that's okay. You know, we can't change it now. So, we went with the 1974-77, Portland Trail Blazers, red uniforms. The bad element for me is that it has blazers going vertically from the shoulder down to almost the shorts. And it just looks, it's like thin.
It's stuffed. Like some of the guys you can see, like some of them, it's like, right, it's like barely, they could barely fit the B in. And then also like the fact that the letters are so spread out and large or whatever, which is why you really shouldn't do vertical letters, that right. You know, some guys, it almost gets lost in the shorts. Like some guys, there's a ton of space between the S and their shorts. I mean, like the tall guys, like in this picture, we have Bill Walton. He's got, you know, 10 inches or, you know, between the S and his shorts or whatever. But then some guys have like an inch or whatever. It's just like, they're just, don't do vertical. That's not good for an NBA uniform.
Yeah. I mean, if you have like three letters or something, you can kind of,
yeah, then you could
make an art element work with it, but yeah,
not, but not, a, and not an L either. Cause the L takes up like half the uniform as well. It's just, it's
right. Not, yeah, that's not idea. And these, like, I mean, they're not good, but like for a worst for uniform in franchise history, they're not.
Blazers have a great history of uniforms. So yeah. We even tweeted at them about it. And they tweeted us back and said, "When you find them, let us know." And I said, "Oh wait, no, these ones."
Yeah, they are the, as far as I can tell, they are, besides the Rockets in '95 into '96, they are the only two teams to significantly change their uniforms after a championship year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is, I believe that is correct.
And then next we have the Los Angeles Clippers, and I went with their current uniforms, which are adding the black. I went with their home uniforms, which have like the black Clippers text along the top, and then have like that blue underline and the little red curvy line underneath that. It basically the same as their other uniforms from previous years. But yeah, it's just not a, it's just a, It just seems like completely unnecessary change. I guess the rebranding, yeah. I heard that the rebranding was done by like the Miami Heat, like their like design team or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. I forget who sabotage. Initially reported.
It's obviously then, sabotage.
Though. Yeah. I forget who initially reported and then, but Zach Lowe confirmed it, I believe. So,
okay.
Which is really weird. Yeah. The one thing I do actually kind of like about the Clippers rebrand, which has basically been completely terrible. But the one thing I do actually sort of like is that LAC where the C sort of surrounds like the LA.
Oh, you're I wrong. Actually do.
I know.
Because that's my worst uniform. It's the 2006, the current ones as well. But the red uniforms, yeah, with that okay, C, well, that logo's terrible.
I don't like the way they use it there, but I actually do like that. Just that as a logo, I think, is actually kind of cool. So
I'll let that slide. I think in the context of the way they use this uniform, where it's the same size, like the number on the front or whatever, is hideous. Like that is awful. I'll give you that. As an aesthetic like logo, I guess it's not too bad. But the way they use it, I think is a good way.
I feel like it looks reminds me sort of like a Subway logo or something. Even though there's no
Subway. I guess it could work.
Yeah, there's no Subways in Los Angeles. Are there no Subways in Los Angeles? Right? I don't think so. They're not known for the Subway.
No, anyway, they're known for only driven in Los Angeles. That was not fun. You're not missing much. I like California a lot. I just don't like Los Angeles.
There you go. Sorry. Yeah.
San Francisco is my favorite city in the entire world. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I
haven't been to the rest of the world, but you know.
I went to San Francisco, as you know, but people here do not know. I went to San Francisco for the first time in May, and I had never been to California before that. So it was a very nice time. I very much enjoyed the city. I'm looking forward to going back sometime. So, and I would like to see the rest of California, including Los Angeles at some point, but you know, it takes a while to get everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So next we have the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I chose their 1998 to 1999 road uniforms. These are the mostly black with the sort of a light blue stripe in the middle. They have the
wave, they're Cavaliers
with like the orange line in the midst of it. Again, black in color, you have to tread very carefully there, and they do not tread very carefully here. The hoop going into the basket logo on the shorts is pretty ugly as well. So
the ball is in the basket. In case you didn't know that their goal is to put the ball in the basket as opposed to around it. They let you know by motion trails that it's going in the basket. So and then the net is like splashing as well. It's very watery.
Yes.
This entire uniform. You got kind of the wave, like a water splash around the front. Like it's sort of pseudo-y water, but it doesn't really like I think that's what they were going for, but it's like not obvious so that people just think it's like a weird like paint stripe or whatever. And it's just, it didn't work.
Indeed.
Mine were actually the 81-83 home uniforms. They're like a weird sort of Dijon mustard, brown mustard sort of color as well. They have the burgundy that I don't mind as well, and the white that I don't mind. It's just this color is just weird. And then like just a plain stripe right down the middle with no other elements doesn't really work for me either. But they're not hideous. They're just not very good. But the Cavaliers actually, I think, by and large, other than the 90s, had a pretty good logo or a pretty good uniform history for the most part. But these ones, I just they didn't do it for me.
Yeah, they don't do much for me either, and I agree with you that largely have had a pretty solid uniform history. I'm not a big fan of the initial LeBron uniforms.
Those kind of at the time I liked them a little bit, but more and more as he kind of got older with them, I kind of got over them as well.
Yeah, they feel kind of dated now. I mean, they're not terrible, but they were certainly an improvement over what they had before then, but. They're not my favorite. The ones that they have now are fine. Other than, as I mentioned, I think previously, those blue, very very dark blue Cavs uniforms with the red lettering and the gold around them. Mm-hmm. I just like those intensely, and they wear them a whole lot. So, but anyway, let's move on to happier things. The Jazz. my worst is the 1997 through 2004 purple uniforms with the mountain in the back. And I don't actually like the mountain element is actually not really the problem here. It's just it's the color, the stylized Jazz has like both like blue on top. I guess the blue is like the ice cap that's going into the purple, but it just doesn't really work.
And it's in motion. It's moving. Jazz.
It's a really ugly purple. It's the colors that go, that are combining with it, that are complementing it, are not good. It's a bad deal.
It's a mess. Yeah, the U and the J on the bottom too, which are also moving, but they're kind of like iced over motion. Yes. Like they took the motion, but they're in Utah and it's cold, so the motion got iced over and did that. And then the mountain on the shorts is kind of odd as well. I don't mind the mountain on the front, but the mountain on the shorts.
I agree with that. I do sort of, even though I like a lot of the classic Jazz uniforms and the ones they have now, and like I like incorporating the musical aspect to the name, even though, again, it doesn't fit Utah, but I don't really have a problem with that. I do actually sort of appreciate the idea of creating uniforms that fit in with Utah and that fit in with
Well.
So, you know, give them some points for effort there. But yeah, the result was not great.
Mine are the 1999 to 2004 alternates, which similar elements to the one you mentioned. The Jazz is logo looks mostly the same. It's also in motion, but the big difference here, no mountains, but and no purple, but you've replaced it with black, lots and lots of black, and then also added a little bit of a brown because, you know, we need brown in here for some reason.
Black
as well.
And brown together is definitely something.
Yeah,
makes a lot of sense.
If there's one thing like the, you know, color, you know, anybody who's ever studied color knows that black and brown or black and blue are just the way to go. And then the Jazz said, yep, black and brown, they're really bad. And then you keep some of the elements of the purple as well, like you have purple lining in there, and it's like brown, purple, and black, just never was that okay. And it's just not okay.
We went with next to the Dallas Mavericks, and honestly, like, I don't think I
could really find this one
a bad uniform for them. So the ones that I chose were the 2010 uniforms, but you know, honestly, they're a little bland. But beyond that, they just have better options. But these are totally just fine. They don't even seem that dated, even though they're mid-2000s uniforms. And a lot of those,
yeah, not at all. I chose the Holmes, and I even own a Dirk jersey that looks exactly like this because it's just, I don't know. I couldn't really pick many that I didn't really like. I mean, there's, of course, the trash bag uniforms, but we didn't want to pick those because those are so, you know, not, they were just used a few times, those. So
they wore them once, I believe. So, yeah. So, we wanted uniforms that were worn, you know.
Yeah, and then otherwise the Mavericks. Number of times. Yeah, and the Mavericks have a really clean history as well. So yeah, these were our worst, but it's a really fleeting sort of relative worst because I actually, you know, I really like, I own one of these jerseys. So it feels weird saying the worst, but yeah, you got to pick. So
right. Next, Miami Heat. I chose the 2002 through 2009 alternates that are sort of red, burgundy-ish. And these are also sort of fine. I mean, they have the red piping, the black piping. They have sort of like a yellow vertical stripe on each side. I guess they're mostly kind of bland. Like, they're not bad. They're not like good or anything, but they're just sort of not really all that interesting. They're a team that I would not necessarily mind like having a little bit of a not a complete overhaul, but just maybe like jazzing up their uniforms a little bit. I feel like they could use a little bit of a new look.
Yeah, I agree. The ones I picked, which I don't mind as well either, is the 89 to 99 Rhodes. And that's just like the black, the famous sort of Heat logo that we talked about on the best uniform show. There's nothing bad with these. It's just, yeah, like I said, I there weren't really any that I outwardly hated in terms of the Heat's normal uniforms. But I'm with you. I think they kind of need a little bit of a different sort of look. They've had the same kind of basic stuff.
Just for a long time, jazz it up. I mean, they don't need to overhaul it completely, obviously, but just sort of like, just maybe streamline a little bit. Maybe just,
they look like jerseys that were made in 2002.
Yeah,
like, they've really dated. Yeah,
yeah. Just tweak the colors a little bit and tweak the design, and I think you could have like a good hit there for sure. So, next we have the Bobcats and Hornets, and I chose the 2005 to 2008 orange road uniforms. The Bobcat uniforms, they didn't look good then, but they certainly have not aged well now. I'm not sure there's like a Bobcats uniform that I could even like be like even like okay with. Like, I even
no,
feel
I,
like
they, are, I hate them.
I guess
playing them as in video games. Like, I never chose the Bobcats uniforms. Every single time I went over and was like, nope.
The last
horn. It's like,
the last ones that kind of stole from the that stole from the Mavericks a little bit. Like, those are fine, I guess. But other than that, they basically had terrible uniforms throughout their entire history.
Yeah, basically,
The Hornets. The Hornets are good now, but the Bobcats themselves, so I'm not good.
Right. I picked the 05-08 home, but like I said, it's basically choose whatever Bobcats uniform you want, and they're pretty much all going to be terrible.
Yeah, so I think
I have no real allegiance to this one being worse than the one you picked. I just, you know, they're just, ugh, that whole era is just icky and bad and weird. So,
yeah, I think the Hornets are the team that we will gladly forget about and, you know, never feel like we have to mention again. So.
Right.
Next we have the New Orleans Hornets Pelicans. So basically this franchise just in the New Orleans years. I went with the 2011 through 2013 alternate uniforms, which were mostly yellow, but with green yet lettering. They have NOLA in front of them, which actually is kind of cool. But and then they have a little bit of like sort of teal and dark blue piping on the side. And then they have pinstripes. Yeah, it's just a lot of elements and they do not combine well. And my feelings on mustardy yellow being a dominant design of a uniform are very clear at this point. And yeah, adding teal to that mix does not help.
No, it didn't. My pick were the 2016 alternates. And these are one of the sleeve jerseys they have, which, you talk about like pajama uniforms, like these are really, really bad. It's like, it's that the New Orleans, you know, the current Pelicans purple is a dominant color, which isn't the worst. But then you add the sleeve, not bad. But then you add like this green stripe on the sleeve. It's like a green with like a yellow outline. They just, I mean, they're pajamas. Like I would wear this to bed normally. It's just, they're really, really hideous. They don't look good. I
don't know. Give you for Christmas.
Exactly. Give me these. Yeah, I mean, they look very comfortable. I mean, they look like fun things to wear to bed when nobody can see you, and you can just kind of be like, "Ooh, yeah, they're comfortable." I will, but yeah, no, these I really don't like these. These are really, really bad in my mind. I just hate them.
All right. Yeah. I don't know as much as you do, but they're not good. So, moving on to the Orlando Magic, and my choice. Worst. It was actually the same as your choice for best, although you were not enthusiastic at all about it.
No, so I remember. I was like, these all suck. Here's my best. Yeah.
Yes. These are the present alternate uniforms from 2011 to current, and they black, mainly black with pinstripes, with large blue piping, white text with a blue outline. If you just got rid of the blue piping, I would be much more okay with these, but it's just having so much blue along with the black is not good. So,
yeah, my pick, again, in the trend is the 2015 to present alternate uniforms, which is their big gray blobs of nothingness where, you know, I got the blue stripes on the sleeves, but otherwise it's just a big hunk of gray and it just gets lost and it looks crappy and I hate it. So that's all I can really add to it. I really don't like them.
Yeah. Next is the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I chose the current 2011 to current home uniforms. They're actually like, I'm thinking more about it. I actually might agree with your pick, but I'll continue.
Yeah, I don't mind these. I don't mind the ones you like.
On the record, there's nothing exciting about them. Nothing that interesting about them. And I don't really like the black lettering with the blue outline. I don't really like the little the black and gray and blue sort of underneath the sleeves. I guess I like it better than I would like piping all the way down, so maybe that's a little bit better, but they're another team who I think could use a bit of a revamp with their uniforms, and as we talked about before, they have like already a good they had their great like early 90s uniforms that would serve as a good template for something fresh and new and exciting. But you go ahead.
Yeah, the ones I picked 97 to 2008 road uniforms, which are famous kind of Kevin Garnett ones as well. Just a lot of stuff I didn't like about these, even at the time. Teal, obviously the color, not a huge fan. It can work in some respects, but these are just outwardly a teal. You got, you know, the tree is on the lining of the sleeves and on the shorts, which is just too much. We get it. Like, you know, they're Timberwolves and there's trees and we get it. You don't have to necessarily do that. An underrated aspect of it too, is really just the numbers are like this weird sort of like, I guess it's supposed to be the tooth, like the one is supposed to be the tooth of a wolf or something like that. And it's supposed to be very fierce numbers, but it just doesn't work. And then even the Timberwolves on there too are just kind of odd as well. I just don't like the style
really
of it.
Bad.
It's just, it looks like a amateur stuff. It looks like some stock, you know, it looks like somebody just got like Photoshop for the first day and decided to find like the kookiest little like bit of text ever. And they've really, I think, improved a lot. I mean, you know, you're not in love with the present ones. I think they're a lot better, but yeah, these ones are just real bad. And it sucks because they had really good uniforms before. They were my favorite ones were the ones prior to this, but yeah, these I just don't like. The tree elements
The text on Timberwolves reminds me of an early 80s metal band, like a t-shirt that they would like design.
That's good.
So Timberwolves coming to a venue near you.
Yeah, it's a good name for a band.
So next we have the Toronto Raptors. I chose the 2002 through 2003 road uniforms. They have the purple in the front, black in the back. These combine elements of just, you know, the color combination. I do sort of like the idea of like one color in the front, one color in the back. I do kind of think that's kind of like a neat idea, but I've never really seen it work, and it does not work at all with these colors. So
mine are, I think, an unpopular choice. I think I'm only one of the few people that doesn't really like their current uniforms. I'm not a big fan. I chose the Rhodes, which are the reds. I don't mind the red. I just really don't like the Raptors in the front. And I know a lot of people do really like that. I just don't know. The text for me doesn't work. It seems too spread out, too small, too kind of just plain. I don't know. I don't mind the red, and I don't mind most of the elements of the jersey, but I just, if they had a different logo face on the front, I think I would like these, but that really just hurts me a lot. I don't know why.
I actually really do like that. And that element in particular, I do like. I think it's like a kind of a cool throwback. And
yeah, and that's when they first came out, I complained about it, and everybody else was like, no, I love that part. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm on an island of myself. I don't know. I don't know. They're just, for whatever reason, that just my eyes initially get drawn there, and I don't know. They never really quite get there, but I like a lot of the elements of these jerseys, and I think they have great potential. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of that part. But
yeah, I feel like we should bring up the dinosaur uniforms since those were asked about, and we did talk about them a bit in our 1999 show. But like, I actually like the problem for me with the dinosaur uniforms is not the fact that there's dinosaur bouncing a basketball. Like, I think that's the fun part of it. The part that I don't like is everything else, which, you know, basically like those like crazy stripes kind of coming down, and the way that the Raptors logo script looks atop of it, and like just, you know, the color contrast and all that stuff. Like the basketball playing dinosaur is actually kind of fun.
Yeah, the vibrating pinstripes are too much for me. That's where I usually travel.
Right. And you know, and even with my complaints about the Raptors uniform, the dinosaur ones, I would like, as far as like bringing them back like once a year fun sake is totally
I think
fine.
They're
like
awesome for that. They should always.
And I get them. There's a generation of people who are younger than us where that's like sort of like an iconic uniform, and we're, you know, we're making fun of their childhood a little bit. But you know, well, I'm old.
That'd probably be me. Yeah, that'd be my childhood. But no, I like them. But yeah, I think.
I guess you are young enough where that would sort of be more your childhood. I always forget how much younger you are.
I'm a young whippersnapper, but yeah,
you're just so mature, Rich. You know, I just
thank you. Yeah. I don't hear that often. So that's weird, but
you know, as Corbin said, you're a beautiful flower. So, next at last we have the Memphis Grizzlies, and I went with their road uniform the big 3 years. The very bright green with the
tribal? I don't know. I never know what this is.
Yeah, like the tribal design, like around the neck and around the sleeves, and the very large Grizzlies stylized text with the big G and the big S.
It's like a kids show. It looks like a kids TV show. Yeah.
Again, even like the bear on the shorts is not like the worst part.
No, not at all.
I don't really hate the bear on the shorts, but the rest of it is
literally every other part of it is terrible. Yeah, I chose the homes of this exact same ones, but you can pick whichever one you want. Really, it's just they're just awful. It's the striping is bad. The Grizzlies part is bad. It's just they're hideous, and they've made a very, very marked improvement as of late. So that's good.
Yeah, when they went to Memphis, they improved in their jersey design as well. And we talked about it quite a bit in the 1999 show. Different things, though. If you haven't checked out the 1999 jersey show, I recommend that you do so. It's a fun episode as well. It's, I think, our third or fourth episode, but it's a good conversation. And, of course, check out our uniforms podcast as well. We'll probably have links to both of those in the show notes if you want to get to those. And I don't know. Anything else? Any other uniform related thoughts? I feel like we've exhausted that pretty
That's
well.
That's it. I think I'm done with uniforms for a little while. Yeah, I like when we talk about them, but I'm gonna need a little bit of a break. But I'm joking. This was really cool, really fun to kind of go back and look and yeah, that's I enjoy ripping on 1990s uniforms.
Hopefully people enjoyed it and they got a little bit from some of the history nuggets we dropped as well. Thanks everyone for checking us out. You can find us at hardwoodparoxysm.com. We have our own forums at overandbacknba.com where you can leave a comment or bring up a topic of basketball history interest that you would like to discuss, and we will talk about it with you. We're on Twitter and Facebook at overandbacknba. We are on iTunes as well. We both Over and Back itself and the HP Network of podcasts are both on iTunes. We would appreciate ratings and reviews. That would be awesome. Helps people find us and helps spread the word about basketball history. And anything else, Rich? Is that about it?
That's it. I think that's it for me. But these were a lot of fun.
All right, cool. Well, thanks everyone for checking us out. We'll be back again soon.